Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
So,
and since we've no place to go, let it snow.
And that it is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program as we welcome in Tuesday, the 27th of January. For those of you who are just joining us, hey, guess what?
Did it snow?
It's didding and deading and doing. The snow is upon us from one end of the Northeast Corridor to the other. And 400 miles to the west, there is one heck of a snowstorm. The essence of it is that it's winter. Hello. And it's snowing. Hello. And people will change their routine. Hello. Mass transit systems shut down from New York to Boston to Manchester. Roads ordered closed to traffic in 5 states. Airlines canceling 3,547 flights yesterday. This is a, I think the word for the blizzard is massive. That would be something that would be appropriate.
I don't remember them ever shutting mass transit down subways in New York.
Yeah, no.
I mean, other than with the hurricane.
Sandy, it has been a while since there's been this much snow. Will this be among the top 5 storms that have affected the Northeast in the past century? It's going to be close. We'll have, where I am, for those of you who are new to the program, I have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is outside of Boston. I have a studio on my farm, and that's where I am at the moment. So I have a pretty good perspective on what's going on around me for about 400 miles in any direction from the closer in news media. But now people can get a hold of all the same stuff on the internet, so you can see what's going on. Some beautiful pictures of cities, some cityscapes without a bit of traffic, people who were walking down some of the main streets. Here's what I would like to do. 888-302-3684 is the way for you to share with us, at least using a phone. 888-302-DOUG. So if you are listening, we have a number of stations in Maryland, Virginia, moving north into West Virginia, into Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and New England. So people who are in the blizzard now that want to share experiences or just descriptions, really good descriptions. I will say this lovingly because I'm going to use this. This is how my devious mind works.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a really good description, something that's happened to you...
You're not going to give away a prize, are you?
I'm going to qualify you for our drawing next week. It's the 6th, a week from Friday.
That'd be my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Yes.
We're going to give away a 4-day, 3-night luxury stay for 2 adults and 2 children at one of the 3 beaches resorts, either in the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica.
Which probably sounds pretty good right about now.
Well, I think it will sound very good. So those of you who have a handle and experience, you've seen something or you want to share something, 888-302-3684. Nice descriptive phrases and not necessarily wordy word pictures, but good word pictures.
And let's be honest, what else do you have to do right now?
Well, the thing that I love about this opportunity is it's one of those rare moments when you can take your imagination. You don't have to, I wouldn't mind if you want to send photos to facebook.com/goodday. That'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Send some photos. Jennifer will manage that because Ken is not feeling well. In essence, so what we really have here is a situation that we can either make horrible or we can make it wonderful. And I think that's your choice. I can, as long as everything keeps working here, I have a generator on the farm, and if something happens to the power, then I might be off for a little while, but we can get the generator working and I'll get back. It's not the first time that might have happened, but I don't even want to put those words out there. What I want is to have people feel like there's something going on that isn't the end of the world. I'm so damn sick of listening to all of these people on the in various news outlets, whether it's television or radio, giving us an important way to work our way around the storm, if you will, I think is important. I've grown up as a New England broadcaster and been through, when I was running WEEI in Boston, the news radio station at the time, it's a sports station now, we had some terrific storms in the wintertime, and it was fun trying to get to work because I lived here and the studio was 26 miles away. And those sorts of things today seem to not present themselves. Everybody's so afraid, so full of fear. They don't want to go out because they'll get stuck or they'll get in a crash or the government will stop them and send you home or give you a ticket or whatever it is. Why can't we just enjoy this for what it is? It's a day off from work for many people.
Stay in, hang with your family.
Whether your boss will pay you or not, it depends on whatever the economic realities are of that business. But there is much to be gained and a lot of experiences to be shared. So share them with us at 888-302-3684. What's going on? I mentioned Manchester because Manchester, New Hampshire, is the site of our newest group of stations, WFEA. As a kid growing up in New England and knowing all of the radio stations, here's a great station, been on the air since 1932.
Awesome.
And it's a very cool thing. They're building a station around Howie Carr, who's a New England broadcaster, a New England legend. The city of Manchester is the largest in New Hampshire. This particular signal gets all over the state of New Hampshire. That's why I thought it'd be kind of cool. And for the first folks that call in listening to WFEA, we'll also, I think we'll work on our beaches presentation, see if we can get you lined up for a qualifying position. Anyway, it's the 10th largest city in New England. 110,000 people live in and around the city. It's no kid. This area, from Lowell, Lawrence, up into the Merrimack Valley, because that's what they call it, great areas of fishing, all kinds of, and within the sound of my voice up there, the skiing opportunities, especially after the storm is over, they'll have a picnic. The people wanting to go skiing, you'll go, and you'll enjoy it, you'll love it. I know going as a kid up to some of those ski, I do a broadcast from one of them once, and I didn't do well on the slopes, so I went into the pool, and the temperature was about 14 below zero.
Ooh.
And it was one of those pools, you know, you can jump in and
the heated pool, right?
Yeah,
right.
Jump out of the pool and everything freezes. But there,
everything.
Yeah, those are the kinds of But those are the kind of experiences that I think you tell as a result of a snowstorm. Experiences that you couldn't have otherwise. Anyway, a lot of people fly into Manchester Airport. It has, since Southwestern there, became a very important airport to the Boston region.
And it is close. How long would it take me to get to Boston proper?
An hour.
An hour,
Or less, actually. Yeah. Manchester has been rated the second most tax-friendly city in America behind Anchorage. There's a reason to go there.
Wow.
If nothing else.
Okay, sold.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, welcome to WFEA. And for others who want to just describe what it is that's, that is a part of your experience, 888-302-3684. As I look around here, yes, everything is closed. To sort of go back to where the storm is, it's about halfway through running its course. And so last night when we went to bed, looking out, I could still see because I took the snowplow and I pushed a path on the lawn so that we'd have a place to dump all this snow as we get to the end of the driveway. And I could still, as I went to bed last night, see the grass that I had exposed. Coming downstairs this morning a couple of hours ago, that wasn't the case. And then I went out to bring Charlotte, my bulldog, out to do her morning constitutional, and she was buried. The back door has a 4-foot drift in front of it.
Oh, wow.
And the garage doors have that much. And as soon as you open them, it's right there. So Charlotte was buried. First foot out, gone, right into the snow.
Oh, poor baby.
But she managed to get it out.
She doesn't like snow, does she, anymore?
This is the first year of her life that she's ever been in snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're usually in L.A. at this time, right?
Yeah, she's not. and all uses.
She's spoiled. I know. She's ready for something warm.
We all. But I think it's important for us to be able to tell these stories. There are, now, I gave a number out that was wrong yesterday. The number was 3,740 flights that have been canceled for today. As of this moment, 7,482 flights have been canceled because of the storm and the remnants of it. So if you're holding a ticket that is good today, tomorrow, Thursday, I'm guessing that it isn't of much value. Because it'll take them, if the snow stops as it's predicted, the worst of the snow will probably be over by 9, 10 o'clock this morning, and then it'll continue to snow a little, but the winds will whip it up. And if you go any airport, you're talking about Manchester Airport, you're talking about Boston, you're talking about wherever, New York, that wind is what's going to affect the outcome, but that is what we do with the storm, because if you're plowing snow, trying to pile it up, and the wind comes along, it's just going to blow it away because the snow's very light.
Yeah.
That's going to be what the impact is. All right, so, in the meantime, there's always a comedian in the crowd, so I'll let Bob in Palm Springs, California, give us the weather forecast. Go ahead, Bob, help yourself,
The clouds have come down from the sky here in Palm Springs, and we're socked in with really weird weather, as weird as on the East Coast. You got a hurricane coming up in January, and instead of rain and winds, you got snow and winds. But since when has a hurricane come up in January?
Jennifer, what's the story of that? I've not heard. What, are you talking about a hurricane that's going to come behind this blizzard?
Well, no, it would be, if it came in June or September, it would be a tropical storm. It would be gale force, maybe going up to its hurricane force winds, inches of rain. Every inch of rain is 5 inches of snow. So this is a winter hurricane, which is really weird.
It's called a nor'easter. We have these all the time. This is not a hurricane. It's a nor'easter. That's really what it's called.
They were calling it kind of like a hurricane. Yeah, right. That on the news.
Well, the winds, I will tell you, has hurricane force winds. If you go where I am, the wind's about 40 miles an hour. The more you get to the coast, down on the Cape, for example, and down the islands, wind is 80, 90 miles an hour. I'd like to know what it is up in New Hampshire and some of the further reaches when you get into the mountains and stuff. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
The hour, the snowstorm continues on Good Day. Yeah,
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, 23 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Dugger here looking the situation over from stem to stern. Here's Governor Cuomo who says, quote, "This is a serious situation."
Thank you,
Good
Governor.
Good for you, Governor. Right on top of things. Normally during this part of the program, there are some things to smile about. We get a group of clips from the monologues, late night shows. The only one that was live last night was Conan O'Brien.
And he's tough, man. He's a tough cookie.
Right, yeah. It took a lot to drive to work in Los Angeles last night to make fun of the blizzard. Here he is.
A historic storm right now is hitting the U.S. You all know about this. Historic, they're calling it. The Northeast right now is being hit with a major snowstorm. Probably heard about that, yeah. Forecasters say people have not seen a whiteout like this since last week's Oscar nominations.
For those of you who don't get the connection, there were a lot of people who were upset, people of color, because there wasn't a lot of diversity in the nominations, so some say. So that was that reference. Wendy Williams, one of my favorites. You hear me talking about her all the time. She's very on, I think, when just when it comes to what there is that's,
yeah,
that's
she's
worth.
Smart and sassy, for sure.
Right, and the stuff that's worth thinking about and commenting on. Here she talks about why people panic and go to the supermarket before a big snowstorm.
The funny thing about snowstorms is that you end up buying things that you don't normally eat anyway. Like, what am I doing with 3 loaves of different kinds of bread? I barely eat bread, but I figure just in case something pops off, you know, and then you buy more water than you need. And then I like the flavor packets to go in the water. And I'm not even an ice cream eater. Truth be told, I haven't had ice cream in years. I eat, like, frozen yogurt or none at all. But I bought this gigantic quart of vanilla ice cream. Snow brings out the animal in all of us, I think.
I hope it was Eastley Farm ice cream, that's all.
I know.
Don't get that in New York.
I don't know
though.
If that's so funny. I never eat ice cream, but I bought some for the snow.
Well, she wasn't trying to be funny. She was just telling you the story.
I know.
And there certainly are plenty of other New Yorkers who would tell you that same story. I looked last night online at some, there actually are, you can find them. There are these, not a cable channel, but you can look and see what's going on inside of 7-Elevens and supermarkets where they have the camera.
I heard people talking about buying eggs yesterday, and so they were laughing on TV, like, if the power goes out, how are we going to cook the eggs if people always buy bread and eggs and milk?
Yeah. a thought worth considering. And by the way, if you go to a Home Depot or a Lowe's or your local hardware store and try to find a generator, good luck. Gonzo. All sold. So, as snow is on the minds of many Americans, specifically those of us who are here in the Northeast, being hit by what some are calling an historic, by the way, an historic, it's not a historic, it's an historic storm. Drivers advised to stay off the roads, but if you have to head out, be prepared. Here's Brian Osich with some tips for you here on Good Day.
Roads can become hazardous during the winter months, especially once snow enters the picture. GM's James Bell says that's the time to stay off the roads, but if you must drive, take certain safety precautions.
Make sure you have a shovel, flashlight, and charged cell phone. A full tank of gas is also important because you don't want to end up stranded during a snowstorm. And one handy tip is to call your destination well before you venture out. Make sure you tell them which roads you plan on taking.
Bell says visibility may be minimal, so make sure your headlights and brake lights are wiped clean and visible to fellow drivers. And once you're on the road,
slow down and allow anti-lock brakes to perform as intended. Snow drifts often pile up on the sides of the road, so try to drive closer to the middle and in the already established tracks. You can slightly open the window or turn on the heater to help prevent the windows from fogging up. And be cautious of black ice, which is usually on bridges and overpasses.
For more information, log on to GM.com.
All right, there are a lot of people. I wonder what the world was like without the internet, without the context of getting tips. Get an app to help you drive better in the snow. I'm just looking at this. There's an app that helps you drive. What do you look at the app while you're driving down? What kind of stupidity is that? 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, what do you two think of President Obama's triumphal, almost strutting confidence in the State of the Union address?
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet. Enroll, we say, we want you to be okay. Enroll, we say, take care, people, for goodness sake.
Health insurance is now affordable. It covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people.
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Mary Madeline and David Korn. What do you think of President Obama's tone, his triumphal, almost strutting confidence in his State of the Union address this past week?
He was, I think, reminding people that he's still president. He still has lots of power. And he's shown that recently with his executive action on immigration, cutting a climate deal with China. And this is a guy who has a strong view, which he believes is valid. Values driven about what the government should do to get this country on a great path for the next 15 years, as he put it. And he's not going to shy away from that. And he's basically daring Republicans, okay, come at me. Defend tax cuts for the rich, because I'm ready for you.
On the grounds that A, is painfully predictable, and B, it's not what was said, it's what was said about what was said. So I loved that line, and I love that it's so emblematic of who the man is. He uses all of his creativity, the one ad lib, the one thing that wasn't painfully predictable, to boast about himself.
It was a pretty good ad lib, right?
It was a great one. He might have won twice. He has wiped out his party.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Dave.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Looks like 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and the Dexter hunkering down. Well, she's not hunkering down, I am.
Although it did rain last night.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Lovely.
And in California, that's sort of like having a blizzard.
So we have juxtaposing points of view here. I'm in the snowstorm and Jennifer's in the sunshine. And there are good stories to tell on either side. My story has to do with the weather. Hers has to do with the Russian spies.
I know. So, this intrigues me.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on, though, in terms of the storm at the moment. Even though it doesn't affect you, it does affect you. Because if you want to get from Los Angeles to any place east of Chicago today and tomorrow and probably Thursday, forget about it because you're not going to go. The planes are either on the runway. Most of them were taken out of. If you were to go to the Philadelphia airport or LaGuardia or JFK,
right? Yeah.
Or Logan, there are no planes there. They fly them out. They don't want them to sit in the snow. There may be a few around, but for the most part, they're safely ensconced in Atlanta or in Dallas or some other place where they're not going to be affected or slowed down by the weather, and then they'll have to gradually get them back into sync. I don't think anybody realizes, or most people, unless you're in the business, realize how completely intricate that transportation system is and how dependent on computer realization the scheduling of planes, scheduling of crews, scheduling of all the maintenance and the things that have to be done. Can you imagine if there are 7,000 some odd flights that have been canceled? That probably involves most planes that do 3 to 4 ups and downs a day, landings and takeoffs. So if you put that, divide that, we're talking about 1,500 planes. What do you do with 1,500 planes? That's just one of the many aspects of this whole situation. A lot of people don't really understand, don't get, and you don't really care much because if you're not getting on a plane, you're not going anywhere. But it's a fascinating reality. Looking around at all the people, tens of millions along the East Coast who hunkered down last night, has, in essence, failed to live up to what the weather forecasters predicted it would be. It was going to be the worst storm they'd ever seen, some of them. Well, that's nonsense. However, having said that, the wind is what really will make the difference here, and the wind is whipping around. There's a foot of snow in New York, and 10 inches, I think, last time I saw the actual measurement. And they're predicting that the city will probably get 12 to 14 inches, and you get out. See, the warmth of the buildings in an area like that will keep the snow from sticking. The streets, the buildings, getting, never mind whether the snow can actually get in there, but there's so much warmth from all of the people and all of the machinery and all of the buildings themselves, it doesn't last. Hartford, on the other hand, already has a foot on the ground, and they may get up to 2 feet, but originally the prediction was for 3 feet. There was a corridor that goes from New York pretty much to swath up Interstate 84, and then 495 up into central Massachusetts, up into New Hampshire and Maine. There's no question this is a serious snowstorm, but is it going to be the killer storm? No. Have the storm amounts been downgraded? Yes. Only 6 inches of snow in Philadelphia, central New Jersey. That's why we haven't got any calls from New Jersey or Pennsylvania, because it's no big deal. So what I've asked you, if you're just joining us, maybe what we do is we focus on the areas where we, because we have a new station in Manchester, New Hampshire, WFEA, I thought it would be kind of a cool way to introduce you to some of the folks up there and for them to be introduced to us. So 888-302-3684, if you get to a telephone, you want to share some of this with us. When I say this, it's the experience. What are you doing? How's your day being changed? And for the good contributors, they'll get a qualification. This is the oxymoron here. We're giving away a 4-day, 3-night stay for 2 adults and 2 children at 1 of 3 beaches resorts in the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. So you got a good description, good word story of what's going on where you are. Help yourself to 888-302-DOUG, and we'll qualify you for that drawing. Takes place next Friday. How's that for a deal? Meanwhile, the National Weather Service, because it issued this blizzard warning for the region with heavy blowing snow, whiteout conditions, that sort of thing, what I will tell you here where I am and north of here, pretty much life abruptly came to a stop as of the close of business yesterday. I was out in Amherst, central Massachusetts, a little west. And I was getting a load of hay, bringing it back to be prepared so they don't get caught short for the animals on my farm before the snowstorm, because it'll be tough to get into some of these fields for a little while after. So when I'm driving back, there's literally nobody driving on my side. I'm headed east. But the westbound traffic was completely gridlocked. There were just people going home. It just happened the roads that I was on were all road. It's like there was no traffic from Worcester, let's say, eastbound.
Wow.
For whatever the reason. Nobody lives, apparently, east of Worcester. They work in Worcester. They all work. They all live west of the city. And so you saw that. But then 6, 7 o'clock, when I get back here, I'm looking as I drive from one farm to another, and there's nobody on the road. And that's what I'm saying. Closing down early was intelligent. Travel was banned. I guess that's intelligent because there are a lot of cucamongas on the road and they don't know how to drive, especially when you go over these bridges. When you go over a bridge that's been plowed, by the very nature of it, there's going to be a residue left on that bridge. And as a result of that, the ice that will form there makes the bridge very treacherous. Well, a lot of younger drivers don't have that experience. They don't know how to drive generally in the snow anyway. They're driving lighter, smaller cars. So you'll see pileups and crashes and things on bridges especially. You know the sign that you see on the side of the road, bridge freezes before roadway? That's a tip.
And is that why it's there?
That's why it's there.
That's a tip.
That's a tip.
In case you didn't know.
Right. All right. So as we find this other snowstorm making its way across our region, power may be a problem for some of you. Traffic certainly has come to a standstill. Even a lot of roadways undrivable. There are a few who, if you dare to venture out, like Meredith here, my partner, is going. We have a farm. We have three farms here all in juxtaposition. She wants to go over and see the horse farm. She's from Buffalo. She says the first thing you do in a snowstorm is get in your four-wheel drive and drive in it. So that's what she's doing at this moment. Mother Nature says stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Osich would like to give you a few reasons or a few things that if you feel like you have to go out or you're going to go out may help you make it through.
As local officials strongly urge residents to stay home during dangerous snow conditions, OnStar's Marianne Adams says if you must attempt travel during this time, take precautionary measures.
Stay off the roads during blizzard conditions. However, if you absolutely need to drive, do so only in the day and only after snowplows have cleared the roadways. Inform a loved one of your schedule, your route, and your destination. And be sure to have a winter-ready disaster kit in your vehicle with things like rock salt, sand, shovel, a flashlight, batteries, and a powered cell phone and a blanket. In addition to typical emergency supplies.
And if you're caught traveling in a winter storm,
pull off the highway, turn on your hazard lights, and hang a distress flag. Contact 911 or an in-vehicle communication and emergency system like OnStar. With OnStar, a specially trained advisor can contact emergency medical services, call your friends or family, or locate available accommodations. An advisor can also provide medical instructions until help arrives.
For more, visit OnStar.com.
You know, one of the things that's most enjoyable about this circumstance, I'll say this is simplistic and kind of sweet. The best way to sort of get yourself into a good frame of mind if you're a coffee drinker is to have a really good cup of coffee mm-hmm. before you go out or before you show. Just sort
warm
of,
up the old body.
Exactly. Warm it up. So those of you who are new to the program are not familiar with BuzzBox Coffee, B-U-Z-Z-B-O-X. BuzzBox Coffee is the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Why is that? Because it is the best. I'd like to think that Jennifer Horn is the best. I'd like to think this program is the best way to wake up, and with it come components that also I would like to think are the best. And that certainly applies to BuzzBox Coffee. And you will find this out gratis. Thanks to the folks at BuzzBox Coffee working out a special deal with me. When you call 866-456-7805, you can sign up for a free pound of BuzzBox Coffee. So when you get it, you smell it. Jennifer will tell you if it's something you want to grind up when you grind it, or you can get it already ground up, you can get it, whatever your choice is. But the smell, the aroma, the richness, the flavor that you enjoy. I admit to not being a coffee drinker, but I'll tell you, anybody, Meredith drinks coffee and loves this stuff. You've got bags on top of bags and top of bags all over the place here. It's really terrific because it is what they say it is. The best Arabica coffee that you can find anywhere in the world. And you get your first bag free. Try it. As you want to say try it, you'll like it?
Try it, you'll like it. No, it's delicious. I'm drinking mine right now. It's so good.
Free. BuzzBox Coffee gets you started so you know what you're getting when you buy into the BuzzBox plan. BuzzBox Coffee gets you a free pound of coffee. 866-456-7805. BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Good Day program. 866-456-7805 for yummies.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Millions of families will be tuning in to watch the Super Bowl. And here's an important tip. Save Kids Worldwide and the Consumer Electronics Association, or CEA, are teaming up for National TV Safety Day, the day before the Super Bowl, by urging parents to make sure the TVs in their homes are safe before the big game. President and CEO of Save Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr.
We're asking families to add one important task to their Super Bowl prep. Take a look around your home. Can the flat panel TV tip over? Have you moved the old bulky TV to a bedroom dresser where it rarely gets watched? On National TV Safety Day, recycle that old TV. Your home will be safer for it.
Older, bulky TVs placed on high furniture can tip over and cause serious injuries, even death, if children climb onto the furniture. In fact, every 3 weeks, a child dies from a television tipping over. Save Kids and CEA encourage families to remove old, unwanted TVs from the home and recycle them. Find out how at SaveKids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, mourn and win.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Okay, so we've talked about the snowstorm. The two out of three stories that people are talking about today have to do with what's going on in New England. In an ancillary way, even though the Patriots are already out getting ready to play the Super Bowl, Bob Kraft, who's the owner and a gentleman, very quiet, he's the owner of the Patriots, went his version of ballistic yesterday at a press conference. He and Goodell, I would say, are not exactly on good speaking terms at the moment.
Well,
and
they're best friends, though.
Not anymore. You look at what's
for the, us. No.
Well, I don't think
we talked about this yesterday. How the NFL
Kraft
might be using this for PR.
Yeah, that's what Kraft is not happy.
And how I don't see how the Patriots would stand for that. Just being the stepchild.
Yeah, right. All right. So those two of the three main stories have to do with something that's connected to New England. The other story Jennifer has to do with these three that have been charged for spying.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Russians? Are they Americans?
They're Russians. Well, I don't know. You know, I love this story because I live close to the Reagan Library, and they just had the spy exhibit come through, and so they showed all the technology that they had, even during World War II, that people would use to spy all in Europe. It was great. So the federal authorities announced charges Monday against three Russian nationals. Now, they only caught one of them. The other two are out of the country now.
Hmm.
But they were
lies on their part.
Yeah, no kidding. getting. They were posing, one of them, the one they caught, was posing as a representative at a Russian bank in Manhattan. The other two operated as Russian trade representatives and a Russian government attaché at the United Nations. So they were really in. They would have meetings. They had over 60 meetings. That's with people we were spying on them because we got a lead on them. Sure. So they'd have like things where they pass off bags and notes to each other on the street. And their whole goal was to recruit people in America to help them spy. They were trying to recruit women especially, and then students and younger people.
What? What are they spying on?
For Russia.
What? So what's Russia going to do? Are they going to start a Cold War? You can find out whatever you want on the internet. What are you, this is foolishness. Is Bad Vlad so steeped in the old ways that he thinks he needs to spy like that?
I think so. Maybe.
Spies like us on the Doug Gooday program, 51 after the hour.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time. A lot of info that helps you ease your way through the technology crunches that we all face. Brought to you in part by Kohl's. Nominate a young volunteer for up to $10,000 in scholarships through the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Nominations accepted now through March 13th. Visit kohlskids.com for details and to nominate a youngster today. kohlskids.com. Meanwhile, in the technology area, Shelley Palmer, who joins us every day at this time, will talk with you about some new features on the Microsoft Windows 10 edition, which are coming soon. Rich, you'll be very, very intrigued.
Can't wait.
This is important stuff. So stand by for that information, other technology info. As a matter of fact, a little bit of help for your tax refund, technologically speaking, coming up as well here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, previews of Windows 10 have been available for a while, but Microsoft recently took the
wraps off a lot of the operating system's exciting new features. There's no firm release date other than this year, but Microsoft did announce that Windows 10 will be available as a free upgrade on any machine running Windows 7, 8, or 8.1, as well as all Windows Phone 8.1 devices. Microsoft wants to let you seamlessly move back and forth between all of your Windows 10 devices, whether they're computers, tablets, smartphones, or something else altogether. That also means the operating system's best new features, like Personal Assistant Cortana, will be available on every platform. Another big new addition to Windows 10 is Project Spartan. Spartan includes a real-time annotation feature, a reading list, and a reading mode that syncs your content across all devices. These updates are available now to people enrolled in the preview program. Everyone else will have to wait. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks. That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I
this
think we
do. Nice.
Let's bring
oh.
it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. It smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
This year, tax filing season started on the 20th of January. If you're hoping for a sizable refund, Brian Osich finds out that it may be a good idea for you to pass on the new TV and focus on something bigger, which is your future. That's what you
should
do.
According to the IRS, last year the average tax filers received around a $3,000 refund. Merrill Edge's Sharon Miller says instead of splurging, there are productive ways to put that money to use.
If you're a parent, consider using your refund to contribute to a 529 college savings fund. Recent grads may think about paying off student loans, while retirees may consider investing their tax refunds.
And how are Americans planning on using their refunds?
While 28% of mass affluent are planning to pay down debt such as a mortgage or credit cards, the majority, 30%, are planning to put it toward their retirement savings, according to a recent Merrill Edge report.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com. That's financial fitness from Merrill Edge. Banking products are provided by Bank of America N.A., member FDIC. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLPFNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
All right, the NFL's YouTube channel is going live, Richie.
Oh, cool.
Game footage, interviews, segments from NFL Network.
Smart.
Part of the agreement with YouTube includes revenue sharing for ad sales. What a surprise, right?
Yeah, no.
Right, the NFL wants to make some more money?
Gee.
Why not? That's what they're there for,
they
make money.
Where the people are.
Yeah, they sure do. Right there on YouTube. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. On the-